parking situation at the Royal Victoria Hospital. Jim's on the line. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What's happened?
Well, basically, yesterday I picked my son Alfie from school. 1 o'clock, he's got autism, so he goes to special needs school. Took him down for an appointment at 2 o'clock at the Royal Children's Hospital to meet the clinical psychologist. It's an appointment he would get once every 6 months, sort of following on from an operation he had on his head. And when I arrived at the Royal, the Children's Hospital, the queue to the car park was about 20 cars back from the barrier to get in. So sat in the queue for about 5 minutes. Within that 5 minutes, one car got into the car park. So doing the maths, there was about 100 minutes to go before I was getting into the car park. This is 20 to 2. My appointment was at 2. So I phoned into the hospital. Phone rang out. Left a message. Pulled out of that queue. Went up into the other, tried to get into the other car park up at the other sort of Grosvenor Road end. When I got up there, the queue from that car park, which is, you know where it is, leads right round the back of the morgue, up the hill at the dentistry and out onto the Grosvenor Road.
Yep, I know it.
That queue was right out onto the main road, so I couldn't even get into that. And luckily, even if I did get into it, I'd probably be stuck in it for maybe over an hour. At that stage, drove back, just couldn't see parking spaces anywhere. Seen cars actually, sort of what you would call abandoned outside the Children's Hospital, about 10 of them.
Yeah.
Where people like myself, probably trying to get appointments, just decided, stuff it, I'll park anywhere just to get my child in here. Those cars had 2 foot square stickers on them, provided by the hospital services, obviously, saying they're illegally parked. So decided, no, I don't fancy that. £50 fine and a sticker, having to pull it off my car. So I went out onto the other road, which is the opposite of the Grosvenor Road. It sort of leads.
So those stickers, those essentially those parking tickets, right? That were put in those cars. Were those cars on the public road? Out on the public road?
No, they were sort of a bit of a lay-by that leads up to the Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And so the cars that are going into the Children's Hospital actually are able to pass those.
Yeah.
They're not causing any form of obstruction to anybody, those cars, as far as I can see.
And yet the Belfast Trust is slapping warning stickers on them. Maybe there's some safety issue. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm glad they've got the resource to run about slapping stickers on cars, but they haven't got the resource to actually guide traffic to the most available car parking spaces in the site when you're in a rush with an autistic child in the car. But anyway, went out onto the main road, drove the whole length of that road. It's basically the new Royal Car Park, if you know it.
Yeah.
The road that leads from Broadway up onto the falls. I found one space at the very top of it. Get out of the car. Alfie having autism, wasn't keen to walk. Didn't want to go to the doctors. Normally after school he goes home, so this was out of his comfort zone. Had to sort of coax him along the falls road. Seen a nurse getting out of the car and just touched his head into the hospital. And I wasn't taking to her, just interested in her. And I said, sort of walking with Alfie, and she's walking beside me. And I says, parking situation in there is terrible. Can't get parked anywhere. She says, oh, no, I've heard that. And I says, my son, he wants to go to the toilet. And it's just recently, this last week, he wears nappies. He's 5 years old with autism, and they've been training him to go to the toilet. But can't get him to do it at home, let alone in a strange place. But lucky enough, the nurse was actually part of the doctor's surgery in the Falls Road, not part of the Royal, and she invited me in. So I brought him in, tried to get him to go to the toilet. At this stage, he's fully distressed. He wouldn't go. Come out of there. At that point, I had to decide, am I going to lift him and carry him 15 minutes round through the Falls Road entrance?
It's just crazy, this. It's absolutely crazy, Jim. This is what you're having to do to bring your son into a hospital appointment. When I was going up there to my mother, I was finding it difficult to get parked too.
And the thing is,
outside the Royal Victoria Hospital on the main road, what is that road? That's the Falls Road or the Crumlin Road or whatever. It's not the Crumlin Road. It's the Grosvenor Road and the Falls Road, isn't it? It's the Grosvenor and the Falls.
Yeah.
There are double yellow lines right up those roads.
I
don't understand traffic management, but I would like to understand why the authorities can't at least temporarily say, look, we'll remove those double yellow line restrictions in order to provide
no
some parking.
None whatsoever. No thoughts went into it. That's the overflow car park. the main road with double yellow lines on it.
Because you had to scrap your appointment for your child at the end of the day.
Basically, what I'd done was I come out, Alfie at this state was completely distraught, genuinely. He's got autism, I'm not just throwing this up. Child was crying, screaming, didn't know what to do. So I had to decide, do I lift the screaming child, crying? Plus, he was in school trousers with pants on. I had no nappy with him, sort of caught in the half. My wife was all right, took him to the appointment. So I had to decide, am I going to carry him around here? He's potentially going to wet himself on the way around. And just the indignity of the whole thing.
Yeah, crazy.
It really upset me as his father.
Yeah. No, listen, I get it. You must be deeply frustrated by this.
Yeah.
How old's your son?
He's 5.
Yeah. That's tough enough. Without this.
Well, the fact is,
so they need to sort it. And you know, again, this is what we want government for, isn't it? We want, you know, we need people on the ground, local people on the ground to sort this. The Belfast Trust have been in touch with us. They've said that they've been suffering from traffic congestion at times of the day for quite a few years. Well, that nearly makes it even worse. Quite a few years this has been going on for.
I've been going to hospital with my son this last 3 years. He had spinal stenosis or whatever, something to do with his skull. He had to have a head operation over in Alderhay in Liverpool. They removed his skull, put it back on his head, sewed him up, and stayed with him with the family. So these appointments have been ongoing. I've experienced this before at the Royal. You go down, you sort of expect delays maybe to be 15 minutes, depending if you catch it just at the right time. So you take your chances. Because the Belfast Trust website tells you that their alternative is to use the park and ride service that they provide or else the bus provides. That park and ride service means I have to go down to the Europa Hotel, park the car, go into Europa. Bus comes every half an hour, so I'm going to have to get the 1:30 bus for a 2:00 appointment. Means I have to be in the Europa for 1:15. I have to drive past the Royal Hospital in my car, drive to Europa, get my autistic son out, get him to wait in the bus station full of people in a strange place after school, and get on the bus, get up, and then I don't know where it's going to drop me off.
Well, the Belfast Trust have said here that they've tried quite a number of different things to ease congestion. Shuttle bus, staff shuttle bus, walking and cycling, to work promoting those schemes, promotion of public transport, park and ride, car share facilities. They say that they've temporary staff car park elsewhere, increasing parking provision for visitors in the main car park. But the bottom line is, this needs to get sorted. There needs to be a brain on this.
They need to go and get a consultant from England or something that can work it out for them, Stephen. Because to be quite honest, there's a new building sitting in there 10 stories high that's completely empty, that's about to open soon. And where are those people going to park? And the new building for the maternity is going to be like a central maternity unit for the whole Northern Ireland.
Well, now there's a point. Maybe there's underground parking or something. I don't know. But
well, I don't know. But
we'll need to find out.
The fact is, sorry, one last thing. Whenever I go in there, I'm taking my child in for an appointment to the Children's Hospital. Are all those car parking spaces in there used up by parents bringing either sick children out, in or out? You know, is there clinical staff? Is there, I don't know who else is in there. Is there construction site workers? Who else is using no car parking spaces? But a public car park in a hospital is for the patients, the people that are bringing the patients in and out.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay.
Everybody else after that has to wait.
Jim, thank you for bringing the story to us.